Hello, this is Sid and Millie Chats. I'm Sid,
I'm Millie.
and we invite you to be a fly on our wall. We just finished watching the Manchester Derby, Manchester United versus Manchester City. Obviously got the win, 2-1
Yeah,
Manchester
2-1
United.
win. Yeah, fantastic. Love to see that. Manchester is red once again.
I mean, what are your kind of just what are your
Yeah,
thoughts, Millie?
we'll just get right into it. Well, first of all, 2-1 win. I think, United played fantastic from start to finish. That was a really full 90-minute performance, I think, overall, playing against a fantastic team that is obviously in terrible form. but I don't think City was really dangerous at all. I think United did a fantastic job of containing them, keeping them in like non-dangerous positions, and the chances they did have were, I mean, half chances at that. A little upsetting to give up another set piece goal, but it was again kind of like a freak thing. It got deflected, kind of went into the box almost by accident, and ended up falling perfectly to a guy. But other than that, I mean, United really put on a good performance. So yeah.
Agreed. There were lots of positive notes
Yeah,
from the
definitely,
game.
definitely.
What were your thoughts on Ruben Amorim's choice to leave Rashford and Garnacho off the team today?
Yeah, obviously that was like the big controversy, leaving Rashford and Garnacho out. At the end of the day, Ruben is a new manager. He's coming in, he's trying to kind of stake his claims and institute his system and his beliefs into the team. And he wants everybody to be bought into that. And obviously, we love Rashford. We're big fans of Rashford, big
Worse.
fans of Garnacho. We always want to support the players. We always want to support the manager. So hopefully, and we saw Rashford already post this very supportive message to the players on Instagram. Obviously, he was watching the game and in tune with what was going on. So I think it's positive. I think at the end of the day, it's a step in the right direction. It doesn't seem like there's any hostility.
It's all love.
Yeah, all love, exactly. And this is a little bit of tough love, but hopefully the guys will come out on the other side stronger and ready to prove why they should be in the team and why they should be fighting for those starting positions. So yeah, let's just stay positive with it and hope that everyone comes out stronger at the end of the day. And a game like this really brings that positive momentum and positive energy to the team. So hopefully that will keep moving.
Translate into the next
Yeah.
game and game and game and game
Yeah,
on.
exactly. So, and then I think obviously, speaking of the game today, we know it was basically the Ahmad show the
Yes, of
whole game.
course.
I mean, definitely just like a spark, every time he gets the ball, he's moving, he's creating dynamic chances. I mean, he covers it doesn't it really doesn't matter what he does, but so, he has the ball at his feet, he's dribbling into space with pace. He's dribbling at defenders, turning them around, running at the back four, looking for, passes for crosses. He's cutting inside on his left foot, looking for shots. So he's just the creator of the team, and it's fantastic. You can tell that, the guys on the team really trust him and trust his creative ability. So it was amazing to see. And obviously he was involved in both goals.
Had a hand in the penalty and obviously scored the second goal.
Yeah, exactly. So the penalty kick, he got himself into a really good position. Was, I mean, just flat out terrible, terrible defending. The guy just came in and like cleared him out. But I guess before we get into our goals, though, we should probably talk about the huge non-call that we talked about during the game. So obviously Hoyland got clearly cleared out in the box earlier in the game. It was just one of those plays, the ball is bouncing in the box, and the defender has reached his leg fully across Hoyland,
Oh,
has not touched the ball at all.
And then it
and
wasn't a
wasn't a
foul.
foul, wasn't even looked at by VAR. But my question to what is it, the Premier League match center, whatever it is if the defender has not touched the ball, has clearly impeded the attacking player, how is that not a penalty? It would be a foul anywhere else on the pitch, anywhere else on the field, if you've clearly stuck out a leg knee high and prevented a player from running past you. It would be a foul and a yellow card anywhere else on the field. But the argument we hear on the from the match center is what? It's not a penalty in a game like this.
Is that what they said?
Right. That's allegedly what they're what the report
What does
is.
that even mean? A game like this, what do
I
you mean?
don't know. Yeah, that's
Because it would look like they were unfairly like favoring Manchester United if they gave
exactly.
a penalty
Exactly.
for
Essentially,
a penalty, like an
right.
actual
An
penalty.
actual penalty, right. Like it's not a soft call. It wouldn't have been an incorrect call. It's a clear as day penalty. He's fouled Hoyland. Penalty should have been. So we should have already had one in the in earlier in the match.
Yeah, that's very true.
But regardless, that non-call thankfully didn't end up costing us the game. But for the second one, thankfully, it was even more obvious, more clear as day that Ahmad was clearly kicked, feet taken out from under him, clear as day
Tackled.
penalty.
Oh my God,
And then, yeah, I think, I mean, we know the story from there. Essentially, know what happens when Bruno steps up and takes the ball. Bruno was always going to take the penalty, always going to step up in the big moment. He had missed a chance earlier that he was clearly really upset about. We had like a beautiful build up throughout. Probably everybody touched the ball. City was just chasing cones at that point, and we played Bruno through, and he chipped it past Anderson, missed by a couple of yards. And he was, I mean, kind of devastated by missing that chance because we were still 1-0 down at that point in the game. But to see Bruno once again step up in that moment, grab the ball, and yeah, just confidently, comfortably slot it home and tie the game up in that moment was essential. It was obviously started with Ahmad, but Bruno did what the captain does and brought it home.
Bruno and Ahmad were some super key players in the game today. Who were some others that you would want to note?
Maguire was a huge standout today. Maguire completely shut down Haaland. I mean, I don't even know if we heard Haaland's name be
Maybe like
mentioned.
once.
Yeah, if it was even mentioned. Maguire was fantastic. He won the physical battle. He won the aerial battle. He won the battle on the ground. It really just showed he was up for the battle, and he was fantastic in between De Ligt and Martinez. He just, you know, comfortably moved the ball around and was dominant in the air, dominant with his tackles. So I think it would be on, I don't know. You gotta give him his flowers for the performance because Maguire was fantastic. Ugarte was also fantastic today. I mean, he was winning every tackle, really pretty much stifled Kevin De Bruyne. We also didn't hear much about him apart from that free kick that he just blasted out of bounds, and the commentator said that was one
Oh,
of the
I've
worst.
never seen that before, ever, he
Yeah.
said.
So obviously that was a little out of character for De Bruyne, but I think,
Anybody.
yeah, I mean, yeah, anybody at that level, but definitely Ugarte was essential in that. He really stifled a lot of their passes, won the ball in key moments, and then obviously was able to shepherd that to Mainoo and to Bruno, which really helped us in those transitional moments to break out and, you know, create attack out of those moments. But I will say, like in the first half, we were really struggling with creating clear-cut opportunities. But in the second half, you could see that there were some like adjustments made. Not obviously not to the shape. We're committed to the three back system, but there was definitely a change in maybe the ideology in which we were playing with, and that probably did come with the substitutions that came on. So substitutions ended up being key for us once again. Once Anthony and what it was a three person substitution. It was Anthony, Yoro, and Xerxes.
Oh.
Zerky that came on, and yeah, They really brought some different energy, some different dynamics to the game, which I think really allowed for United to kind of bring that, I don't know, the change that we needed to turn the tide of the game. And so yeah.
Yeah, what kind of was like the change or the shift in ideology? Like what was
Yeah,
that?
that's a good question. I guess like because when you have like Mazzarri and like Dalot as the wing backs, I guess like we're a little bit more defensive. Not that Mazzarri isn't like an attacking player, but you know, Antony is like a winger by nature. So when he comes onto the field behind Ahmad, the two of them together are really attacking focus. So Antony, every time he picks up the ball, was sprinting at his defender immediately. And it allowed Ahmad to push higher up the field. And also, like, they combined very well on that left side. But it was just like a little bit of a different dynamic. So Mazraoui is, you know, very calm in possession and is fantastic at maintaining the ball for us. So in moments where it's a little bit tighter or they're under a little bit more pressure, Mazraoui might more so maintain our possession. So might be wi more willing to turn back and make sure we keep the ball. Whereas Antony's risk tolerance is going to be a little bit higher because he's an attacking player. He wants to go and get into goal, get in and around the box and create those opportunities. So I think just the change of those like attacking players, like Antony, it kind of just it changes the perspective just ever so
Yeah, it made
slightly.
like Ahmad feel more comfortable attacking too.
Yeah, Ahmad is definitely it's a little bit of an adjustment because he's not playing that wing back role anymore, but yeah, definitely having like Antony behind him kind of released him to be a bit more free. So that was good to see. And also with Xerxes, he, you know, when he drops in and plays in between the lines, it forces the defenders to also be aware of what he's doing. I mean, think of Ahmad's goal, right? Ahmad is a wide player for the winner, but the reason the defenders are so disjointed is because Xerxes has dropped inside. So the two center backs are wondering which one of them is going to follow the forward who's supposed to be with them, but he's not
Got
there,
you.
which is why when that ball comes in, there's confusion. Where's the forward challenging for the ball? Next thing you know, Ahmad is through. It allowed that space for another runner to come and capitalize on the confusion of his, in that case, absence, you know, versus where when Hoyland is playing, Hoyland is backing into the defender and, you know, he's making his presence known, but he's more physical and more in your face about his presence.
That's tr very true. Kind of just like, again, like you said, like a change in the dynamic of every, like the players.
Exactly. It's just ever so slightly. And like Hoyland had a great game. He was fighting. He was dominant when he got the ball. He had good runs, good wide play. We just really didn't get those like crosses in to really allow him to attack anything per se. But that was kind of something that I think Ruben noticed in the second half. Like, okay, we're not really whipping in balls per se. So how can we be dangerous in another way? And so I think that's why those changes ended up being so key once again. And obviously without having Garnacho and Rashford to come off the bench either, you know, you also had to figure out which other players can come in and change a game.
That's true.
So yeah, that was really good. And you know, I didn't really touch on it because I don't know, kind of like a silent unsung hero, but you know, when Kobbie Mainoo came on for Mason Mount, and obviously speedy recovery to Mount, super sad to see him pick up another injury, but hopefully it's nothing too serious. He walked off the field at a brisk pace with his head held high, so hopefully it's nothing too
Nothing
crazy.
serious. Yeah, he has a quick recovery.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, Mainoo, when he came on, just absolute class from the guy. Once again, he just very smooth in transitional moments, very smooth on the ball, comfortable in possession, great tackler, great winning balls. Again, just like a very key role, just similar to Ugarte, and again similar to Maguire. Sometimes those guys go a little bit unnoticed because they're more like defensive players and more possession players, but that role is really key. Because when you have an opponent with players like Bernardo Silva and Kevin De Bruyne, and later on in the match they brought on Kovacic and they had Phil Foden, Ndoku is playing. You know, they've got a lot of dangerous players on the field. And so for our defensive players to make most of those guys non-existent for 90 minutes, it speaks volumes to how well they played. So yeah, the back three, DeLitt as well. Martinez got the assist to Ahmad. So yeah, those guys were also like monumental.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots and lots of key
Yeah,
players. Everyone was a key
I know.
player.
Everyone really was, everyone truly was a key player. And I think that speaks to what Ruben's trying to create here. We want a unison group, a team that's all bought into the vision, bought into the goal, bought into winning the games the right way. And today you saw that. I think afterwards, Ruben was saying in the post-match interview something about like, up until the 80th minute, we were 1-0 down. And so, don't necessarily look at the result, but look at how we played. And I think it is a good point because obviously we turned the tide of the game late on. But I think overall, it was still a very like positive performance. Once again, showing that big teams. Don't, it doesn't matter. Like these guys are not afraid of big teams, because United themselves are a big team. And I think now we're finally starting to see that. We're starting to see other teams being forced to like respect that and honor that. Because once again, we saw times today where City was forced to sit back. City was having to watch United possess the ball whilst they were having to defend for long periods of time. And that's just, it's something we haven't seen in a while. So really good to see that dominance from United, like throughout long stretches of the match. Honestly, I think that's probably the closing chapter. It was a fantastic game.
It was.
I think pretty obvious that Ahmad was a massive hero. Another massive performance from Ahmad, which we love to see. We love that Ruben trusts him and is giving him this opportunity to truly shine, and it's bright. He's shining
Yeah, he is.
bright. So fantastic for him. Once again, the captain, Bruno Fernandes, a full shift, 90-minute work rate. I mean, obviously got his goal as well. Defensively, our guys back there were huge. Maguire, fantastic game in the center of the back three. DeLitt, Martinez as well. Can't go without mentioning those guys. So many important players today. Ugarte, Mainoo stepped up, dominant in the midfield. Really key players for United today. And yeah, the attacking group that started the game and the attacking group that ended the game were massively influential and massively important to the way that United played today. So shout out to Ahmad. Fantastic finish, fantastic goal. Great celebrations, Bruno.
I
I mean,
know. It's so
you
good.
just gotta love that. I mean, quiet down. The city, we know what color the city is. When we were walking down the streets of Manchester, it was obvious. It
Yeah, that's
was
very
very
true.
obvious, which way that city leaned. So it was great to see the lads kind of embody that today and
Definitely.
dominate. So yeah, so Manchester is red, as we know and always believe, and it was a great game, and yeah, excited to see next week's game as we head into the Christmas season, the holiday season, and
Those were our thoughts on the Manchester Derby today. If you made it this far, thank you for watching.
see you next time.